John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 8. 2 minutes and 37 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 7 excisions are indicated. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 8.
Some reason, and they said, I think it must be the Chinese. Well, I think it was. that the conversation which the Secretary is going to have with Ambassador Breen on that, is that it will be going through with the British and the Germans and the French on that?
I don't know. I think it's not. Because the Secretary showed me yesterday the draft of the State Department. It had a phrase in there saying, I will have to become allies. Yeah,
but he hadn't there.
I didn't ask him anything.
What is your judgment as to the purpose of the Vienna meeting that we had, and also why he took such a tough tone there, and then why they called it off?
I think, again, this Chinese thing was such a crucial stage with them that very difficult. I think there must have been a lot of people in the Presidium who said, this split is too dangerous for us, and we've got to heal it. And the way the thing came out, it was on the very issue that they were fighting with the Chinese about, whether or not they should go ahead vigorously to try to exploit every opportunity, regardless of the risks, or almost regardless of the risks, or whether it's better to have a more or less status quo and try and deal with their domestic problems in hard times. And so the situation with China, his relation to China being what it was, to have done that could have caused very great internal pressure with his own group, I think. Personally, I'm still glad you had the meeting. I think
it was educational for me, but I don't know whether it seemed the fact that he was so sort of tough about Berlin.
No, but he also was very impressed with your determination. Yeah. That's what's important.
Because otherwise, after the Cuba thing, do you think that the Cuba thing and the fact we hadn't gone into Laos might have given him the impression that we were going to give way in Berlin?
I don't think so very much. It could have had some bearing on it. And of course, they've always been, he's always called the others over Berlin.
Yeah, he's he's always been right. Do you think it was useful calling up our troops?
I do. And he said, I don't understand quite what he's driving at. I'm not sure what he's driving at. He said, I understand the president. This had led to their testing and so on, he said. But at the same time, I understand these conversations with him bob back and forth, and I didn't get to follow up on that. I had wanted to say, well, the important thing for us was they did not misunderstand our intent, but I didn't get a chance to get it in. I think a lot of lobbies and veterans. Particularly when I'm talking to him in Russian, the thing goes pretty fast, and I don't have too much time to think. But I think he's got a lot of really serious internal problems. His agricultural pain is lasting. It's going to be a long time with him, and I think their crop this year is going to be far worse than it was on. And our agricultural boys think that. And this makes a real problem for him.
We ought to be thinking about what if he goes to the UN, what his proposal will be. It will be obviously he'll propose that the UN assume the responsibility, and I wouldn't be surprised if it has a rather, he'll have a good ring to it in as far as the committee of the Indians and so on. Whether we ought to have a counter proposal such as the willingness to submit this to a plebiscite of the people, whether they want the UN or continuation of the communists, whether that should be our counter. But obviously, we've got to have some kind of...
This could, of course, be a way for him trying to get off the hook. Because he mentioned something about having a commission of jurists or something of this kind. Looking and saying, well, on that, we'd be on very strong ground. I think it would be wise for us, if we get to the point where it looks like it is going to happen, to get at Nehru and Nasser and maybe Tito and just lay it on the line.
I think the part where they would regard us as being unreasonable would not be on our staying in Berlin and so on, particularly if we say we're putting to a judgment of the people there, but the fact that we refuse to recognize East Germany, I think the Yugoslavs, I'm sure the Indians, everyone, I think there'd be a general agreement in a lot of parts of the world that that is an unrealistic position.
Certainly on the frontier thing, I think that's, there's one, I think they're right, probably is the separate issue.
Recognition of East Germany, I can see where they would they would consider that our failure to acknowledge that after 17 years, at least as a de facto situation, we do really as a de facto, but even that is where I think you have the most difficulty.
I think there are other sectors that we saw in Geneva laying out the case this last time.
Yeah.
Spelled it out, and on that he said that we made quite clear we weren't going to take any action which would show that they weren't a sovereign state in the way that we weren't demanding any positive action, but just that they not interfere with us in our communications with our troops.
Was he very cordial to you, was he?
Yes, he always is, and I told him I tried to prepare the way for the boy, and he said he was very cagey on that until I've met him at one of these conferences, but I can make no judgment about it.
Yeah.
But he said we will welcome him and try to work with him.
Is he saying about Dobrynin?
No, he didn't bring that up. Of course, a lot of this was just purely social.
Yeah.
His wife was there. She and Jane got on very well. Jane had found in London one of these little drinking cups that has a false bottom, and
yeah.
She gave it to him, and Mrs. Khrushchev came over and kissed her. She tries to hold his drinking down.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris put me in a hell of a handicap because he's drinking out this little bit. Yeah. I'm drinking his fingers.
He was very nice to sound with you, wasn't he?
Yes. Chris, all of this is